Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. So grateful to be back. And today is the phrase three. It's a follow-up. So remember, people, I talked to you guys about phase one, phase two, phase three. I talked about all the particulars and stuff like that, but we need to talk about what we need to become in regards to that phase three. So just to go over it real quick, okay? If we look at this in high performance, in a high performance conversation, and when it does end up coming about, that phase one, you're just like, oh my God, what the hell is going on in the world? The phase two is about empathy, compassion, understanding, and dealing with things, right? However, in phase three, the compassion gets less supportive, like I had told you before, right? We had time to figure everything out in phase two. So let's start kicking motherfucking ass. It's time to be a little bit more assertive, right? No more fatigue, right? Too much. Sometimes we get too much support fatigue from people saying, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Or you getting online. There was a popular YouTuber I would follow back then. I remember he was known back in 2016, named Randy Flagg. But this guy was just victim, victim, victim. He lives out there in Shanghai. Given the fact that you live in China, it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult. Given the fact that, yes, you are Black, living on the continent of Asia, it's hard. My 9 years is the biggest representation of what I had to go through. But the thing is, when you just speak from a victimhood mindset, your supporters are all victims too. There's no getting ahead. Why do you think so many, much less people listen to this podcast? It's because nobody wants to grow. People want to complain. People want to bitch. People want to create gossip, you know? And so to be honest with you, yeah, phases one through three, it overlaps all the time. But there are times that you had to find that creativity and grind and move forward and make that thing happen like I did going back to 2020. You know, if you look at right now, people, and it's crazy. I was just looking at the pandemic companies that were souring and now they're no longer souring. Zoom was one of them. Obviously, you knew Zoom shares would go down because people are going to go back to work. Not everyone has adapted. Although here in Thailand, I still have a ridiculous amount of students who work from home, which is fantastic. But the traffic just seems like it's just getting worse. But nonetheless, yeah, you had those Zoom companies, the Peloton, Zoom profited. They're in big, massive layoffs. Shopify, massive layoffs. Oh my God, Netflix, it's terrible right now. And I guess the quality of the content is pretty shit too, because Netflix sucks. They just have a whole bunch of old movies on there and they're just coming out with series as they go. And so me, I kind of like to say, oh, well, all you have to do is just pay 3 months of subscription on Netflix, maybe once every third of the year. So maybe you could do one in December, do it again in April, do it again in September. And then there you go. Just keep doing that. Because to be honest with you, there aren't that many amazing and significant series that come out on a routine basis. And so nonetheless, with that being said, people are taking hits. And if you look at me, I'm all about a data person. I like to see data. I like to see shares. I like to see different things that are legitimate. And even this last quarter, meditation apps usage have been down by 20 to 60% from last year, that phase two. Going back to Netflix, millions of subscribers down because, well, people don't have that time anymore. Do you really think Netflix is just going to make that much? And now investors are crying and shit like that. Fuck it, Netflix. You don't need investors. Pay them bitches off. Tell them to get the fuck out of there. Make your own money. I don't really understand that whole game. But nonetheless, people are just spending less time in comfort entertainment. Comfort apps. It was a beautiful thing. It truly was in 2020. It was very, very difficult for the first 3 weeks. But then when I started like setting up that schedule and getting things done and doing the transformation coaching and everything, I found myself, okay, I'm going to do this. This is my routine. I have to come up with a routine. I got to do this. I got to do that. A lot of us, we just kind of just went with the flow of everything just the year before in 2019, but now everything is different. So again, we're moving and regaining our mojo. Nothing's wrong with phase two. Rest is good. Recovery is good. We kind of need that progress, because no progress over a period, that coping and that empathy for too long, when phase three enters, guess what? Phase two, you just weren't ready for it. And those people, they didn't realize that they had to get back to being productive again. They were laid off. They couldn't figure it out. Company's doors shut. And a lot of people say, oh, I wasn't ready. I needed more time. No, listen. And that's what it sounds like. Phase three sounds like it lacks that empathy. But what's beautiful is the empowerment in the building. History happens in phase three. Regardless of, you know, politics, crisis, revolutions, if we look at it, 2020 had it all in America. You know, you don't really hear about Black Lives Matter anymore, because that was a 1-2-3. It was like, okay, phase one, we're shocked. We're looking at all the, you know, everyone's stories started making headways. And then next, you know, BTS, the mega popular, you know, Korean band, started saying, hey, we stand for, you know, these specific people. We stand against like hate, because then the Asian hate happened. So then all that empathy, they were in phase two. But then they said, okay, well, all right, we called everyone out. We know who the fuck everybody is. Let's get to it. Climate change is ripping apart the world right now. And hey, you know me, I'm just like, okay, tens of thousands of lives will be lost. It's demanding us to be better. But a lot of people are still just like, oh, you know, Pakistan, and this is happening, that's happening in this country. What are we going to do about it? I'm done with the empathy. Phase two. See, the news lives in phase two. They love victim and they love clicks to get their ad revenue up. That's what the news is. The news consistently lives in phase two and always makes people victims. Oh, the climate change. Oh, scientists have said this. Scientists have said that. Oh, my God. Fear, 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 fear. Empathy. Oh, the world has ended. The world has ended. There's no fucking action. There's no phase three. There's no such thing as phase three in the news. No way. Black Lives Matter is now gone. Now, obviously, I do not, you know, support them just because they actually shook the hands of Maduro. Okay. The dictator of Venezuela, who has had a lot of protesters killed. Some of my students had to run and seek asylum in America because that fucking brutal dictator. So once you shake hands and get money from people like him, I'm sorry, you're done. You're off the list. You could go and burn in hell. Now, the right to stand up for racism in America, okay? And no, it's not about police brutality. It's not about that. I'm talking about the racism in America, standing up against that. I'm all for it. But at the same time, I'm a pro peace walk. So what is the phase three? Now Black Lives Matter is gone. They're not doing anything else, because they realize, oh, well, we can't do anything else. We got all the money and the bribes in phase two. We can't do shit else. See what I mean? You got to get your fucking shit together now. We're here now. You want to gain more self-mastery? Again, that's all circle of concern bullshit. But you gaining that self-mastery, you have to do that. And so here we go. Here are like five quick things. Number one, the demand of role models in phase three. You're doing the work. You're on. You tend to be the person who becomes more successful in your peer group because you engage in personal development. You're here right now. You're listening to the podcast. You're already in that phase three mindset. See, those who engage in personal development maintain that growth mindset, establish those positive habits. They end up outperforming just about everyone else around them. So that's the number one. The number two, the vision beyond circumstances. Okay. Still in phase one or phase two. Guess what? Phase three. Hey, things are changing. You need to be more optimistic about the future again. No more disbelief. You got to architect that future. I'm going to build this. And by doing that, I need to start taking these bold moves. Because as the world moves on, everything moves on. Michael Bernard Beckwith said it a very long time ago. We live in a progressive universe. You know, across history, at some point, they said, what is my future about? All those bullshit, meaningless wars that America got in, they finally said, what are we doing? What are we doing in this country, in that country, in this country, in that culture? Yeah, what are you doing? At some point, you just got to call yourself out. Man, look at my life around me. Am I content 100%? What the hell am I doing with my life right now? The next one is you need to demand for assertiveness. that speed in the implementation. Because guess what? What you did in phase two, your boss ain't going to put up with it anymore. Your peers aren't going to put up with it anymore. Progress is important again. You need to lean forward again. And by doing that, how can you do it? Well, start the week with goals, stretch goals to push each week. This isn't burnout culture like that bullshit Gary V 2017, 2018 nonsense. No, it's high levels of intention. You need to set the intention. And by managing your energy and protecting it and caring for it, you develop that assertiveness each week to go after it and to be more intentful. That number four means the effectiveness does matter. If you're one of those people, you lack focus, you always get distracted. Those are things in phase two. Phase three, you got to prioritize. See, in phase two, it's more about data collection. What's happening? What am I doing? It's in the moment of transition, that demand of phase three, where you have to be more effective. Right? So are you being productive at work? Are you productive with your kids? How are you dealing with their homework, maybe? Right? And again, you know, maybe the last couple of years, the schools didn't really care. Oh, your grades are a little bit down, but now you got to start caring about performance again. This may not relate to you because this is more of an American / Thailand type of way that I'm looking at things, although I do live vicariously through so many other people around the world. But hey, it's time for you to figure those things out. And I don't know what it means to you, you know, for you, but as a coach, are you being effective? And if you are, please celebrate. Please celebrate. If you're not, maybe it's time to start journaling on how to be more effective and set goals, reminders, and deadlines to do that. And the last one for today, that demand of encouraging others. You know, encouraging others to become role models, to stand up for themselves, to practice courage, to believe in themselves. Are you encouraging others to get back at it, to really go for it, to be productive or effective, and to architect their own future? Those are the things that you can begin doing now to start setting up a phase three and to become that effective role model. I'm your host as always, over and out.